Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, welcome. This is an episode each week where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. I've been getting a lot of good feedback on this episode lately. Like, a lot of the reviews that I've gotten on Apple Podcasts commented on the meal plans, which makes me so happy because this was just kind of a random idea that I thought, well, maybe I'll just share the meal plan and see how it goes. And I really didn't know if anyone would want to hear me just kind of tell you what my family's meal plan is each week, especially since I do not have a ton of variety. I kind of make the same things very frequently, just because that's how I found a way to make meal planning easier for me at this point in life when things are still really busy. So I thank you so much for listening. And if, like I said, if you're new here, it comes out every Wednesday, and there is a blog post on my website at lolasfrugallife.com that has links to any of the recipes that I mention in this meal plan. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, January 28th. And on Saturday, we're going to be doing Chef John's Stuffed Peppers, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is like your typical stuffed pepper with meat. It's got like ground beef and sausage kind of cooked together, and rice and all that kind of stuff, and stuffed into the pepper and baked. And then for a side, I'm going to be doing crispy air-fried sweet potato wedges, which is from cookinglight.com. On Sunday, I'm going to be doing chicken, sausage, peppers, and potatoes. This is a favorite for a Sunday where I have this big electric roasting pan, and I just bring it up and plug it in, and I throw bone-in chicken thighs in there. I cut up some Italian sausage, and then I chop up some peppers and onions and potatoes, and I'll drizzle it with olive oil and some seasoning and mix it up, and then it just kind of roasts for a couple hours until it's cooked through, and it's so easy, and it's just kind of everything all in that one pan. So that's one of my favorite meals to make on a Sunday because it's just so super easy. So that's for Sunday. So for Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other week, so I don't have a recipe to share for this one. I just make hamburgers out of ground beef and just cook them up in a frying pan, or in the summer on the grill. And then I just do a can of pork and beans, and I'm going to be doing oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just really easy potatoes. You just take a potato with skin on, and you just cut them into wedges and toss them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil and other seasonings and some Parmesan cheese. So that's for Monday. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme. I keep kind of adding more different recipes into this category because it's like my favorite night, and it's usually something really easy to make. So this week we're going to be doing Southwest Skillet by Campbell's Kitchen, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is kind of like a skillet with ground beef, and it calls for condensed beefy mushroom soup, but my grocery store does not carry that, so I've been doing it with golden mushroom soup. I have no idea if they're similar, but that's what I've been doing. And then it's got like tomatoes in it and kidney beans and rice, and you just kind of cook it all in one pan on the stove, and then we serve it with tortilla chips. So for Wednesday, we're doing creamy Tuscan salmon shrimp pasta. This is from simplydeliciousfood.com. I've made this one other time, and it was really good. It's kind of like in one, I think it cooks all in one pot. I'm pretty sure. I forget if you add the, if you serve it over the pasta or if you, oh yeah, you cook the pasta separate. But other than that, the salmon and the shrimp and the creamy sauce all cooks in one pot. So my daughter found this on Pinterest a while back and I made it one other time and it was really good. So I'm going to do that again this week. We usually do seafood on Wednesdays. For Thursday, we usually do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner. And this week I am doing crockpot chili, which is from allrecipes.com. But fortunately, I had made this a few weeks ago and I saved some portions of it because it made a lot. So I saved some portions that are in my freezer. So this is going to be the easiest tonight. All I have to do is take it out and just kind of reheat it. And then as a side, I'm going to be making perfect baked potato, which is from loveandlemons.com. It's really just basically baked potatoes in the oven on a baking sheet. You brush them with olive oil and then season them with some salt. And they take about an hour to make, so I'll kind of get those in probably like as soon as I get back from the grocery store while I'm putting things away. And then that way they'll be done and I could just heat up the chili and we can either have it as a side or make like a potato with chili and cheese and stuff on it. So those came out really good. I used to always make baked potatoes in the microwave just by like putting them on a plate and poking holes in them and hitting the baked potato setting. And I forgot how good like a real actual baked potato could be. So these came out really good and it was so easy. It was definitely worth just the time of them baking in the oven. So I'm going to be doing that again. And then for Friday, I'm going to be doing cheesy crispy chicken. I don't have a link for this, but I'm pretty sure in my blog post, I know I did. On my blog post, I kind of listed out how you make this chicken. You basically just take chicken breast and you dip it in milk and then Ritz crackers. You're supposed to dip it in milk, Ritz crackers, and then cheese, but I don't dip it in the cheese. I do the milk, the Ritz crackers, put it in the baking dish, and then just once I have all the chicken in the dish, I just put the cheese, shredded cheese, like all over the top, and then you cover it with foil and bake it in the oven and at 400 degrees for 35 minutes, and it comes out really good. And then I'm going to be doing Mexican white rice on the side, which is from allrecipes.com. I really like this. It's got, it's like white rice and corn and peas and carrot. So it's like rice and vegetables together. And I really like how it comes out. So we're going to be doing that as a side with the cheesy crispy chicken. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this helps you or inspires you in some way to get your meal plan together. Meal planning has just helped me so much with saving money on groceries and with not having to stress over what's for dinner every night. So I hope this helps you too, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.